Are we on? Okay. Good morning. It's Friday, November 17th. Welcome to Talkline. This is John Active. Diane is out of town on business, so Caroline will be with me this morning. Please call in, and the numbers are...
Okay. Go ahead. Good morning, folks out there. The numbers here to call Talkline, Friday Talkline, good morning, is 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can either call anonymously or email us anonymously as well.
Yeah, but you know, anonymously doesn't really mean anything because we know who everybody is in Bethel.
I know, right?
Yeah. Anyway, it's Friday, end of the week, and then a lot of stuff happening here in Bethel. So never say there's nothing to do.
Nope.
And the lady at KUC.
Oh, KUC?
Over here.
Oh, you mean Renee at that?
Renee.
Yes.
Renee will call in with some of the doings and happenings this weekend. Some are happening tonight, I think.
At the Cultural Center. A lot of things going on, I guess.
Yes. No, tomorrow, Saturday, November 18th, Bethel Council on the Arts Annual Just Desserts and Bethel Live Saturday. Maybe Renee can call in with more information on those. And I guess the KUC ceramic students, that's ceramic students, will have a show and sale November 20th and 22nd. And the other exciting bit of news is Michelle DeWitt is being celebrated Bethel own Woman of the Year. Maybe somebody who's putting that together can call in with more information. John Nick, your first caller as usual. Good morning.
Hey, I forgot to mention my name on that. What's happening this weekend?
Oh, what's happening, John?
We might be getting a Gillis to check, and I want to thank Gillis for that. And I want to, people who are listening in the past, I'm not grateful for that. Every year I'm grateful. I thank ONC, Gillista, and our own corporation, BNC. So you listen carefully. I am grateful.
Yes, every little thing helps.
Even if it's a minute, a lot, you know, a payment there. I appreciate every one of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to know that just because I contradict some ideas on Gillista, that's my contradictions on some of the things that they have, you know.
Yeah.
Another thing, Tom never did answer me about the voting procedure, changing it to at large instead of having designated as it is, you know, caused a lot of conflict of interest. If you get mixed feelings all in one, different people representing different units, maybe something will be done.
Yeah, well...
Instead of the same old tune, like the board members.
Mm.
The term, that's a laughing joke. They don't have no term there. They run year after year, and like you were saying one time, they win every year, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure Tom is listening, and he'll probably call in.
Yeah, and I still have controversy on the employment of just a board member. I have a feeling there's one of them on there, but I got to look into the profile of each and every one of them to do my more research. You know, if I made a mistake, I'll admit it. If I didn't, I won't. That's it. So everyone, please, don't drink and drive. Watch out for the kids early in the morning. Dark and real slippery. You know, we get white one day, icy next day, and, you know, turns to white and then turns to black again.
Yeah, it's terrible at night when there's no snow.
Yeah,
it's just
black. And the kids, please stay off the lakes if you're going to go monocling. So bring a yellowhawk, a guiding stick, so you know where to walk and how to be careful.
Mm.
It's really dangerous to fall in the lake or something nowadays, you know, because it's so cold, I don't take long for hypothermia setting.
Have you been doing any fishing, John?
Yeah. Oh, not yet.
Me neither.
I heard the lush are just happening on the seawall, though.
Maybe they're starting to run now. It gets a little cooler. It's been really warm, cold, you know. I know the fish are thinking the same thing as humans, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to use all my time. I want somebody else to call. Thank you, Carolyn Moore. Carolyn, John.
John.
Yes, John.
You guys have a good morning.
You too.
You're welcome, John. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. You guys both.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks.
Speaking of lush, I know folks have been fishing on the sea while getting lots of lush.
Wow, I got to go out. And the numbers here to call are 543-5985, 543-2756, toll-free 1-800-995-8954. Or you can send an email to radio@kyuk.org, and you can make your call anonymously, and the email can be anonymous, too. So, more stuff happening here in Bethel. Let's see. Due to weather challenges, the Gladys Jung Wrestling Tournament, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, has been postponed. It has been rescheduled for November 30th to December 2nd, and that comes from the organizers of the Gladys Jung Wrestling Tournament. Postponed till November 30th.
Yeah, they were calling that the BRHS Wrestling Brawl. I was looking forward that to seeing my nephew wrestle, so I guess it was canceled because of the weather.
From where, your nephew?
Amani, he's here.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's always good to see village students come in. Mary's on the phone. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Was there the activities going on? Is there any agency that can give elders a ride to and fro? When it's slick out and messy out, it's really hard, especially for people with physical disabilities. And you know how nowadays it's really dangerous to try to walk.
Mm-hmm.
So could you guys please answer that question I have? And it's a question for a lot of elders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know some elders would like to go to some of the activities, but they don't have a ride.
The Chrissy Shantz Senior Center closed down, I believe. Huh?
Yeah,
they used to have that bus.
They closed down, too.
Oh, even the bus.
No, the bus the bus is out, but they do have a driver who delivers lunches for the elders at 11 to noon.
And ONC is supposed to provide services for elders, but they don't.
Yeah, maybe somebody's listening from there. They should call in and tell us why.
I've been calling those people and pointing it out, writing it, and so, like, it's frustrating, and it's not good for elders to be stuck by themselves. They need to be around other people. They need entertainment.
Maybe you could bring this up to the city council, because I know Chrissy Shantz Center has been closed for some years now. So those might be some suggestions to go to the city council.
Thank you, but I already do that constantly.
Yeah, that should be addressed to the city council. I would think it's sad that they had to close that down, because we do have a lot of elders.
And it's like... Some ads, like the ad for Lulu Heron, is is advertised as in a that there's supposed to be a nurse, we're supposed to be provided things, but we're not. But what ONC does is they're continuing to provide meals once a day.
Yeah, it's sad to hear that our elders should be well taken care of in this town. I'm really appalled by this. I do hope that ONC is listening, as well as, bring it up to the city council. Bring a whole bunch of you elders. I encourage you to go to the city council meetings because we do need that senior citizen back. It brought a lot of the elders to come in to have their lunches, and they would have different things going on, during the week. I mean, it's really important. It is our elders that, we learn from our elders. So we need to respect our elders. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I do hope that ONC is listening in the city of Bethel. So I thank you for the call this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend. Okay. Good morning. We have James on the line. Good morning, James.
Yes, James here. How are you both this morning?
Well, John is busy cooking up the storm, and it looks finally looking like winterland around here in Monterrey.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, just a very good morning to all, and to people, YK Delta. And this coming from Chivac.
Oh, good morning, Jupik, Chivac. Yes, and how's the weather out in Chivac this morning?
It got better. It got a little cooler, but it's all right.
Yes, you folks getting ready for Thanksgiving out there in the village?
Yep, I can't wait. I do the cooking, too.
Oh, wow. I love it when men can know how to cook.
Yeah, I love to cook.
That's wonderful. Well,
Yeah, I love listening to KCUK and KYUK. On the KYUK side, I love listening to the talk show. And on KCUK side, I love listening to a basketball announcement all in Chupik.
Cool, Koyana.
Yeah. Okay, have a good morning anyways.
You too, and you guys in Chivac.
Okay, have a good day.
Good morning to Chivac.
Yeah, I had to run upstairs real quick and check my cooking, too. It's coming along okay, but I got to check it again in another 20 minutes, I think.
Okay. John is our wonderful cook here at KYUK. I think we would all starve if he wasn't here.
I heard you guys do when I'm gone. Okay, some other things happening. Every Wednesday night, Drew's Foundation sponsors a free tea night at the pool from 6 to 8 p.m. Go and enjoy a night of swimming fun. It's free for teens. That's every Wednesday night, sponsored by Drew's Foundation, a free teen swim night. So do take part in that, you teenagers out there. Of course, they're all in school, but maybe the parents will tell them. Herman, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
You're loud and clear.
Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, good morning. I was going to give an update. What's going on in Bruno? I went home and the governor called for the. What happened was they got called back and to keep on going to special session there and there right now. And, what they're doing is they passed a bill called SB 91 where it releases prisoners early and they treat them instead of smoking down it and arrest them when they commit crime, that's why it's important when people call their legislatures. Our representative Jack Sander, he sponsored SB 91 and SB 54, where they call recidivism. You keep hearing like it's a holistic approach to prison reform, but it's turning out to be a horrible nightmare, a lot of crime, and they don't see that they're just closing down there and just how the damage is doing. What's happening Lieutenant Todd, they passed this SB 91. They gave it to the Senate came to the House, and the House passed it, and gave it back to the Senate, and the Senate passed it, then they got sued by the House legislature saying you can't do that. So right now they're trying to get money to the taxes to pay for all that. You know, the governor and somebody tell us that you are going to be a $2 billion deficit. We better do something. We heard in the news, KTVA, they're not telling you the truth. The governor, they created three agencies, Department of Climate Change, Division of Taxation, and the other one, Division of Recidivism, where they release prisoners and let them jail them. And they try to pass a tax on it. But there's something big going on. And they were talking to his governor's people, and they all, people make money off it. They're like, heads of departments. They keep saying they put money away from the permanent fund for unexpected draw. They call it restructuring the permanent fund. And they're talking about giving us 1/4 share and keeping 3/4, even if it's only $500 dividend. But there's something bigger going on. But they're planning on raiding the permanent fund. They call it unexpected draw. And right now, we're waiting to see what will happen. You know, that's why you guys got to call Lyman and Zach. I thought Lyman said, gee, taking away, like, $3,000, you're going to take it away. You know, it's hurting our people, but no. Did you say it cost the state $100 million? Look how many hundreds of millions of dollars are spending on these new departments, you know? And there's somebody got it.
Whoops, looks like we disconnected with Herman there.
Lost him.
So call back Herman if you want, but we do have
John
on the air. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
That guy should run for office. Well, anyway, I'd like to talk about these bad liquor stores opening in this town. Why are we letting liquor stores open in this town while we can take care of... City of Bethel cannot take care of its own citizens. We are being in danger at times. The last time I called the police department, that the dispatcher said was just, oh, well... Well, there was somebody trying to break in or do things like that.
I know.
Are we here to fend for ourselves?
I think it's important that we bring this up. You know, be involved with the city council meetings, perhaps, huh?
Yeah, but it takes forever for them to get to that agenda. You know, we don't have time to sit around and do nothing and just listen to their... whatever, but they should know. You know, there's three liquor stores that are endangering a lot of people's lives, and they don't have the manpower to take care of them. They don't have facilities. Their jailhouse was all full, and their drone, what they call that, where they
sleep off center.
Full. Yeah, sleep off centers, all full, and they can't do nothing with these drunks. Who are really, really breaking the law with other people in their property. You know? And, you know, people talk about this $3 billion thing. I think AC's part of it, too. I think it's most of the percentage of the money going out of Alaska is that company there, which calls itself AC, Alaska Company. But it's not Alaska Company, you know? We're just living in like a make-believe world nowadays that we all are doing fine. Well, we try to be that way. And you guys have a good day, and thank you for letting me call.
Thanks, John. Herman's back. Herman.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Hey, I was going to end with what that guy was saying, with the city council not even hearing what he's doing to the people, you know? The same way in our legislature, you see, like, they're stuck down there, they only listen to that they're being corrupted. But, you know, it's a good wisdom. And I was reading in the Bible in Jeremiah 5:27, it can be described as our government nowadays. You know what? The left, they find ways to get people who are for their wage elected to the councils, to the government, you know. It's called community organizing. They use media, they use talk radio. I was reading about, you know, our elders say people will get worse and worse, and I'll tell you why. If they're not changed, if you don't stop them, get new people elected, then Lyman and Jack and the governor and Democrats, you know, if you don't change it, it's going to get worse. Here's what it says in the Bible. It says, could be described in legislatures, as a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. They have grown fat. They are sleek. Yes, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy, they do not defend. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? People, the way our leaders go, it's hurting all of us. We've got to start speaking out and stop this control of the media, especially KTUU, KTVA, AP Daily News, Talk of Alaska. That's how they control it, like mass mind control. It's scary what's going on, but those who believe in God and Jesus, this is happening. There's a spiritual wickedness in high places in our government, and people got to start speaking up, otherwise there goes our permanent fund, and we're going to be sales tax, airplane tax, gas tax, borough tax, all for big liberal programs like transgender bathrooms and abortion and all those things. You got to wake up, people. Alaska is not great land anymore. It's being destroyed. Pray and ask God to help us. You know, we're at a crossroads right now. You know, we're going to repeal all the things that this governor is doing to us. They call President Trump is repealing all the stuff that Obama did. He almost destroyed the United States. We want to after be destroyed. Drain the swamp, too. Hey, thank you.
I really appreciate your voice. Like the last caller said, you should run for one of our, representatives, Herman. You have a great voice.
I was thinking about that. You know, it's hard. You know what they do? They control the media, they attack anybody who run against the people they own. You know, they get public broadcasting grants, you know, so it's hard. But you're right, somebody, you know, they can also repeal or recall them if they don't want to listen to us. Make sure the God of big government, you know, we're hurting. A lot of people are hurting. Okay, thank you, guys. You know, keep up the good work. And
thank you, Herman, and you think about running for representative or something, because we need a voice out there. Thank you for calling, Herman.
Okay, thank you.
Or run for a choice board. Well, until somebody calls, I got other stuff to announce. Kuskokwim Kickers and the YK Fitness Center have launched an indoor kids soccer league for them this summer. There's room for students in grades 4 through 7. Register and play this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Bethel Regional High School. So there's something for the kids to do here, too. Not only adults, a lot of things happening here in Bethel. So the first holiday Saturday's market is tomorrow, November 18th. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. for members, 9 a.m. for vendors, and 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. for the public. Shop small and shop local. Support the local folks you know by shopping here at the markets.
I love the markets.
Yvonne is next. Yvonne, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, referring to the previous caller, John, on the alcohol issue. I listened to the city council meeting and they said it was not their problem. And they referred to the alcohol board. It's just the issue. We concerned good people of Bethany to bring that alcohol issue back to the ballot. And I know from the previous testimony, all walks of life in Bethany that were concerned about our people were giving testimony at that time, but they're still opening up. We need, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, we need to bring that alcohol issue back in the ballot. And because back then, the good people of Bethany that got tired of the liquor stores, they told us, so we'd vote. And if you don't vote, nothing happens. And you're going to fill out your PFD application and there's that registration form on that PFD form. You need to vote. And those people that are making a living from the villages in Bethel, you people need to vote. We need your vote. Okay, good morning, friend.
Thanks, Yvonne. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Yvonne is right. It was voted on. Mm-hmm. It's not the city council's fault. Mm-hmm. This is what the people voted for. I never voted for it, never have, never will. But if this is what the people voted for, this is what we got. And it's the only way to get it off is people vote it down. And that's just the way it is, and the town argues about booze so much I get tired of hearing it, but we all got our viewpoints on it, and his were very legitimate.
How do they vote it down, though?
You bring it up. You have petition it out there to bring it up in the ballot.
Yeah, and put it on the ballot, yeah.
Yeah, back in the late 70s, early 80s, mm-hmm. That's how the liquor stores got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that if it's what the people wanted, and people get really ugly about it. I don't do Facebook, but somebody put in a racist thing about, with Cesario.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and that's just ugly racism. Because if anyone's going to run a liquor store, I know he would donate a lot to the community. But, again, I oppose liquor stores. But the bottom line is he's a generous man, and his kids have helped a lot in the community, too. So I don't think we need to get ugly with each other like that, and shame on that person for blasting out something like that. But I called about a couple things. Saturday market tomorrow,
yeah.
And next
mm-hmm.
week will feature, well, they'll have a lot of shoppers and all that.
Oh.
But they're going to talk about, I want to talk about the Bethel Gives.
Yeah.
And that's 10 different nonprofits that you can donate to.
Absolutely.
Around Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah, and they'll be there at Saturday market, and they'll be at next week's Saturday market. And then there's something on Tuesday in between the two that, or maybe it's after Thanksgiving. There'll be stuff on the table there about, they're going to do a Tuesday thing where it's outdoors, and I think the Culture Center might be involved too. But and then the first Saturday of December is a VFW bazaar, and then after that it'll be Culture Center again. So there's something every Saturday to go shop at and be part of the community. What I wanted to call about is my trips to Anchorage are fewer and far between now, and there's a petitions people are signing to save Medicaid, and then there's another one to save Denali's Kid Care, and then I heard of two others. One is about the Bristol Bay Pebble Mine situation, Save Our Salmon, and then the other one is something about cutting or doing something with the per diem that our people get in Juneau when it's on overtime. I guess that they get a pretty large per diem, and it's something about that. I've got to read more on that. But regardless, I found a number to call in Anchorage to see who can sign them in Bethel, and there's a gentleman that's going to come out here Thanksgiving week and hit where he can. But then I asked if I could do some for the healthcare thing, and he talked about all four of them, and I figured if I'm going to do one, I might as well do the others, because even if I'm not that passionate about some of the other issues, other people are and really need an opportunity to sign these petitions. So I'll get some in the mail, too, and some training, and I'll be doing that also till January sometime, and then send it back to Anchorage. But they're statewide petitions on statewide issues. And, you know, you got to be part of the solution, and you got to be active, because that's what makes things happen. Mm. And, you know, all throughout history, that's how things happen. So just want to wish everyone a happy weekend, and look out for that gentleman Thanksgiving weekend. I think he'll go to, like, AC Store or Bingo or something, and then I'll have some books and get trained on it. And so I'll be here for the long haul at these different events, too, to get people to sign them and read up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Sue.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. I got to run upstairs and check my cooking.
Okay. John's our KYUK cook around here. If we didn't have John, I think we would literally starve. But thank you so much for your call, Susan. I really appreciate what you had commented earlier. I know on Facebook there was a bash about Cesare, who does a lot for our community. I mean, one thing to bash people on Facebook about certain people that have done a lot for our community. Like she said, if we want anything to happen in this town, we need to bring out our voice and get involved in the city council meetings or start a petition or what have you. But thank you to Susan and Herman for the calls. Our phone lines are open, 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. Good morning. We have Wilson on the line.
Yeah, good morning, happy people.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to apologize. Last week, I wasn't aware of the time and birthday calling, and I said the F word on air. Sorry.
Yikes.
That's the first thing. That's most important. You know, you would have to have the frequencies clear and clean. That's the way I look at it. Anyway.
Yeah, we do our best here at KYUK, Wilson. We really do.
I went to the station over there and I peeked around, and it's not the same. You know, I volunteered for almost 10 years from 1991 to, or it was 8 years or so, 1991 to 1999 December. And I was doing volunteering on Friday night. But that was my way of staying sober and drug free. Because I've been sober now 26 years and coming on 6 months. You know, that's my suggestion to people who are trying to stay sober. Volunteer somewhere. You know, make yourself have that good feeling
for
giving.
There is so many places you can volunteer. I'm glad you brought that up. We really appreciate folks that volunteer at KYUK, but there's so many other businesses you can also volunteer at.
Yep. Okay. I seen the Facebook thing about Cesare getting his approval from the liquor board. You know, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I am an alcoholic. I've been sober and drug free. But I even told him I'd be happy to work for you if you need a worker, you know. Because there's nothing wrong with alcohol. All you people out there need to see there's absolutely nothing wrong with alcohol. But there's the choices you make while drinking. There's people that cannot handle it. And I'm one of those people who cannot. I always end up getting in trouble whenever I drink. So the solution to not getting in trouble, don't drink. You know, that's the way I see it. You know, I've seen some programs try to give the idea that alcohol is like it's an object. You know, it's an object. Like, you know, it's there's no reason to have any hate or anything like that over alcohol. It's an object, inanimate object. You know, it's just a person's choice.
Well, what I want to say, Wilson, is that it is the choice for the person, but what callers are saying is that they're really frustrated with so many inebriants on the streets. And I will tell you, when I walked into AC's store a couple weeks ago with my granddaughter, I was very upset to see a drunk man with a bloody face. Kids are screaming.
Every day, the deli over there by the taco stand can't even go there. How sad. AC, you know, to them, for sale of liquor means nothing. It's money. Who cares about what they do? You know, and AC is not about Alaska, it's about Canada. And I wish they would change that name to Canadian Commercial Company, you know, because I do not like the misleading Alaska Commercial logo. You know, it's not about Alaska. You know, and it seemed like Bethel, we have the power to say, hey, you either help this community with your generated funds from liquor, or you take away your right to sell alcohol. That's what I would do if I was in charge. But, you know, I'm just me. Anyway, I heard a caller earlier about getting a response from the dispatcher at the Bethel Police Department. You know, I talked to the police chief, and he said about, you know, the dispatcher, you know, if they do that kind of stuff, you take note of your time and date and then call him. Call the police department and ask for the chief. And it's not the dispatcher's responsibility to say, what is this, the nature of your call? You know, it's personal. If I want to talk to the police chief because of a complaint, I want to talk to the police chief. I don't want to talk to the dispatcher, because the dispatcher is nobody to me.
Can I tell you something, Wilson? We can go round and round about all these issues we talk about every Friday on Friday Talk Line. But bottom line, we as citizens of Bethel, if we want something done, we need to start a petition and get it on the ballot. So we can't...
And part of the solution to airing out situation is also, you know, put an invitation to the chief of police himself to be on one of the special talk shows. It doesn't have to be Friday talk show. It can be Monday morning or Tuesday morning or any kind of morning.
Hey, Wilson, I got another caller. I got another caller on the line, Wilson.
At least you accepted my apology for using the F word the other day on birthday calling. Sorry. Have a good day.
Okay, Wilson. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning. I am calling just to bring it to the public's ear, the city of Bethel's ear, any attorneys that might be listening. There was an incident about a week ago, I want to say. It happened out in front of the Quick Food Center. There was a, and the person who called 911 on this call was told to, you know, 911 is a recorded phone call. And they were like, well, you need to come out and fill an incident report out at the police department. That's a recorded call. It's already recorded. He made that call to help an inebriated person that was pulled out of a police vehicle that was handcuffed, very inebriated, picked up by the officer, slammed down, knocked out. There was another officer there. I'm sure it's on their body cams, yet there's no story about it on the news. No ambulance was sent for this man who was knocked out. Nothing. There was nothing done. Turns out this officer was in our town before. He was let go. He was brought back. Numerous lawsuits over that officer. And yet the police department still brings him back to our town. He's still allowed to rough up our native people. And, you know, what's going on? Is anybody paying attention to these anything? I mean, this guy was clearly very drunk. He couldn't walk. He was handcuffed. He's handcuffed. He's pulled out of the police vehicle from the back of the paddy wagon, picked up, and strode down to where he was knocked out. The standby person and his wife is there, and, you know, they didn't have time to pull out and record it, but so he called 911. Nothing was done about it. The guy, I don't know if he was arrested or brought to sleep off or if he had medical issues beyond that, but, you know, something really should be done about this. And just to let you know, probably a lot of other people in Bethel that are from here know who that officer is. I don't know who the other officer was, but it's gotten so bad. The police corruption is so bad around here that it's really sad. They're out here to protect us, you know, and for our own good, and they're doing so bad to a lot of people. It's uncalled for. Protect and serve. That's their duty, not harm and put them at death's risk, you know.
Well,
just my comments. Thank you. Please don't state my name.
No, we won't. We don't even
you.
Know who you are.
I
Good
thank
morning.
You for calling.
Yes,
I hope they're
yep.
hearing us out there at Bethel Police
Department. I do, too,
because
there's a lot of attorneys that, you know, may be able to look into this. And I'm sure the QFC cameras were working on that day. You know, hopefully they're in operative order, but it is out of control.
Sadly to say, but true, totally out of control is right.
Yeah. And I advise that other person to go over to the, you know, the city office and complain to the city manager and whatever. Maybe the city manager is listening. I don't know. Chief of police better be listening because, you know, they're allowing it to happen. There's going to be another lawsuit against the City of Bethel Police Department again, and with that same officer, they're going to lose.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You thank too. You for your voice there.
Yep. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hey.
Yeah. I was going to call anonymous, but everybody knows me.
we okay. know your voice, Bobby.
Yeah. I'm hearing about this alcohol issue, and yes, it is getting a little out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to sound like a bingo game to me. Who's going to win all the bucks? It's getting competitive out there. Who's going to win all the bucks? The Canadians got a liquor store here. That's the way business goes. If you own a business, like Celestia, like BNC, we have businesses elsewhere in the United States. That's a privilege. It's a privilege. If you can accommodate it, go ahead and do it. The Canadians were blaming the wrong issue. We're blaming them of taking away the money. That's our problem. That's our problem. They have business opportunities around the world, and that's what they're doing. So, and they're doing it well because they're the only ones here. The problem, in order for the liquor store and the liquor to be removed from Bethel, I researched this for a while now. The only way we could do it is somebody's like Mr. Jenkins did 30 years ago. He went around with a petition all over town, and all he needed was so many signatures to put it back on the ballot. Someone has to take a tablet, bring it around town, just to put it on the ballot so we can re-vote again. We voted for liquor. We took a chance. We found out it's not working. And we found out it's just a money, big money issue with our people in the region. They found out one of our weak points, and they're using it on all of us. And it's not only that, it's supporting the city of Bethel taxes in tobacco and alcohol. Everybody is in it, seems to me, for the revenue, for the money. If you want to stop this and try again, let someone bring a petition around town, I'll sign it, and we'll see if the people will vote for liquor again. If it fails, we'll have liquor. But if it passes, I guarantee you, we'll have bootleggers. Whichever way we go, we're going to have liquor in town. Before, we were fighting bootleggers, blaming our neighbors, blaming our cousins and friends. But today, we're blaming the people that are competitive out there in business, and they're doing a good job. Even Cesare is in there competing against all that revenue that's moving out of town. Well, that's a privilege. We all do it. We've got businesses in Hawaii, Celesta, you guys, shareholders. It's a privilege and an opportunity. We can't say no. So if we want the liquor to leave Bethel, someone out there must bring a tablet around town. All you need is so many signatures. Get it on the ballot, and we'll see if liquor still wants to be in Bethel, or are we going to give it to the bootleggers? whichever way it is, we're not going to win. It's going to be here. If that's all I got, thank you very much, okay?
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bobby. Have a good weekend.
Bye now.
Shady, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Real good.
Good. Just calling to give the weekly announcement. Moving forward, we're only doing half-price admission to the pool on Saturdays, so that'll actually be tomorrow. So anybody looking for anything to do, it's going to be half-price admission to the pool. All of our programs are rocking and rolling. We have cycling class tomorrow at 12 p.m. in the fitness studio, so if anybody wants to get a little workout in, they can drop into that class. We also have judo Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m., so if anybody's looking to enroll in some judo programs, that's going to be this Sunday. We'll be open on the weekends from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. like every other weekend, so those people that want to come in, come visit us. Next week, we will be closed for Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving's the only day that we'll be closed next week. We'll be open the day before and the day after Thanksgiving. So if anybody wants to come work out all that turkey they ate next week, we'll be open on Friday. We're looking for some front desk employees and for some lifeguards. So if anybody's interested in becoming a lifeguard, we're going to do a class starting in January. I know it's a few months out, but we're really trying to find some lifeguards. So if anybody's looking for some part-time work and enjoys swimming, enjoys being at the swimming pool, please call us and let us know you're interested. That's all I got for today.
Wait a minute, Shady. Tell us about the soccer league.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so we're programming a youth soccer league on Sundays at the Bethel Regional High School gym.
Mm-hmm.
That's from 12 to 2 p.m. So we got the younger kids. I believe it's second, third, and fourth grade from 12 to 1 p.m. And then from 1 to 2 p.m., we have the fifth and sixth graders. So it's actually the Cusco Quick Kickers. So we're partnering with the Cusco Kickers, and we're doing that youth soccer league. So if anybody out there participated in the summer Cusco Kicker program, we're keeping that going in the winter. It's going to be for the next 5 weeks. So just show up to the gym on Sunday at 12 p.m. We're also doing men's basketball league. Registration for that has closed. We'll program another league after Christmas, but we do have ultimate frisbee on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. in the Bethel Regional High School gym. It's a $5 drop-in charge, so if anybody wants to play some ultimate frisbee on Sunday nights from 7 to 9 p.m., come to the Bethel Regional High School gym.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, cool. A lot of things going on, Shady. So awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying to program some additional stuff.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for calling in, Shady. And like you said, Thanksgiving is closed at the pool, but they will reopen afterwards. So half price pool on Saturday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Casey, good morning.
Good morning. Say, I want to call in and put in my 2 cents on the alcohol issue.
Okay.
And, you know, being a volunteer at the fire department, I see how it's been affecting the community and the Delta probably more than your average citizen. And I've always been if we're going to have a liquor store, been a proponent of a city-run liquor store similar to Cuss. You know, nothing is going to be perfect. But I think with that type of system, you can really drastically eliminate village folks coming in and being able to purchase alcohol. And you could have a lot of controls on a lot more control than there is now. Not to mention the fact that the city would probably make more money on it, which they could put hopefully towards things to combat the problems that we now have with the excessive use of alcohol. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you guys have a good Friday and a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving there, Casey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hi. Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I'd like to talk a little bit about the ATG Park.
Okay.
And about all the board members are old enough to be senior citizens, except one. We are all volunteers. and the strangest thing. The city of Bethel is the only organization out of many, many that condemned us for what we were doing. Everybody else gave us an attaboy. That's sad. We are seniors. We are also veterans. We served our country. And then have the city of Bethel go after us, accusing us of wrongdoings. That's amazing. Amazing grace. The fellow that wrote the letter, it was delivered at 9:30 on Saturday night. City's supposed to be closed. A union employee delivered the notice of wrongdoing. Amazing grace. We call that bullying. The fellow that signed the letter is now the city manager. He apparently was rewarded for abusing veterans, abusing power. How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
We were notified as a result of the big investigation, which has never been released. It's still secret, confidential. We don't have access to any of that investigation because it's been going on for years. Amazing grace. You volunteer, you get abused. You're a senior citizen, you get abused. What's wrong with the picture? We paid the price. We only did this project to honor people that served during wartime. 1,435. What's wrong with us honoring these folks? It was 70-some years late. It's time to give us some relief from the city of Bethel. The former city manager exonerated us. We were cleared, but some people still think we're criminals. That's okay. You think whatever you want to. This has been a hard pill to swallow. We shouldn't have had to swallow this pill, but we had to. It's time to speak to Mayor Rob and ask him what's going on with the investigation. So everybody will know why the city of Bethel went after the veterans that tried to do something to make this community look good. Maybe that's enough for one day.
Wait a minute, Dave. Tell me about your board meeting happening, I think tomorrow, ATG Memorial Park board meeting.
It's at the VFW.
At 2 p.m., huh?
Correct.
Okay.
And it'd be nice if Rick Robb would come and attend it.
Mm.
Maybe he'd get an earful. Maybe it'd be nice if the city manager would come and attend.
Well, hopefully they're listening out there and they could attend tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the VFW.
And they may get an earful. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Dave.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day. Well, we have another caller, Roy, and also something to read here. But Roy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Have any of the listening audience really know why that song was ever written about? Do you know, Peter? Do you know who wrote that?
No, I don't have my hymn book with me.
Oh, what about the reason why it was written out?
We don't know.
Okay. The main reason, I forgot the name of the person that wrote it, but it was written by a former slave trader. Really guilty about trading slaves from a different country just so the corporations can make big money, as it is right now in this global scene that we are experiencing, national scene, and it's impacting us locally. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. And we the people are voiceless in reference to big money impacting every facet of our life. And then we cannot have people coming in from other regions or other parts of the country taking the jobs where our local people are being overruled, our local region of the people, voices overruled by the big money leadership governmental system operated by big money corporate structure. It's like oligarchy. The very rich people by the politicians are in powerful positions. And if you look back into how this American Legislative Exchange Council with the state policy network, it's created by big money, big oil company.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay, Roy, we have other callers coming in.
This town. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Thank you for calling in. We have another caller coming in. Have a good weekend, Roy. Okay, I just want to read something really quickly before we take the next anonymous caller. This email came through. This alcohol situation has been an ongoing problem. If the people don't want this alcohol sales, then those people need to go out and vote. If a person does not vote when the alcohol yes votes will win. Alcohol destroys individuals, destroys young people, destroys families who have children in the home. Alcohol takes first precedence over children for the basic needs such as clothing and food. People drink for the happiness and become unhappy. People drink for strength and become weak. People drink medically. Yeah.
Medicinally,
and acquired health problems. People drink to erase problems and saw them multiply. People drink to cope with life and invited death. Parents need to think of their children and their basic necessities, such as food and clothing, also for heating fuel for long winter months. Also, drugs are such a problem, such as cocaine, heroin, popping dangerous pills, and mixing them. Marijuana eventually leads to more serious drugs. It would be good to have some education in the local schools, starting like at grade 6 and up 6th grade to their senior years. Thank you for this time to read this message.
And we do have a caller on the line, anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say that what everyone is saying about the people, the citizens of Bethel and the region being constantly mistreated, that is very, very true. And those of us who constantly bring these things up, I don't know, it's like the more we try, the more we get down. I really appreciate Dave's call, the veteran, and about what the citizens of Bethel, 3,600 citizens, and Dave and I oftentimes are the only ones attending the meetings, and he and I usually bring up the same issues over and over again. And like when it comes to elections, the cap owners, even the native cap owners, they will run. So they could, you know, like get away with their bootlegging, and they can work and even if we're paying them money, they're less threatened and never pick you up again when we ask for help. And they know that a lot of us are disabled. Those kinds of things are unexcusable. And it's the true with the medical care system. There's so many that it just gets frustrating sometimes. But I will tell you, I'm one person who does not give up. And I will do this to my dying day. And it always seems like wherever I go in battle, people just tell me the problems they're encountering. And yet, you know, like the courts will let criminals go. The stupid excuses, doctors will say that a person was not in the right state of his mind. And those of us who are in the right state of mind constantly being told that we are not. Is that good care? No, it's not. And it's true within the educational system. There are so many smart children that can contribute if only they were listened to, rather than people who are having these institutions and entities. I've seen over and over again from when I was just a kid, they're there to make money on top of this. And I know that the mayor will not be at the meeting because he's somewhere else. It's just that when somebody listens to us, we really, really appreciate that. And those are the people who are constantly volunteering, working their tails off. And I really appreciate those people, whereas the people, nothing wrong with them. Man, they have excuses that nobody can believe.
Time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. I got something here to read from another anonymous email. It says, but if my information is correct, AC wants to open a liquor store by the bridge near the slough. Why would they put it closer to the river so that the villagers can have easy access? It just shows you that they are only here to make money off our people, making them suffer when they know it's a disease of our people, for our people. That's from Anonymous. Email, good. If you can't call in, email at kyk.org. And our numbers, as usual, are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or email radio at kyk.org, and you can do it anonymously also.
I know we had a lot of callers in with this alcohol issues that we have in town. But if we honestly, truly have a lot of wonderful folks in our community. I know we've heard a lot of negativeness on the air with all these alcohol issues that we have. Again, if we have, if you want to get something done, someone needs to start a petition and get signatures and go to the city to have the ballot revoted. So, again, these are really hard issues that we're dealing with, and with the Bethel Police Department. But with a good note here, Saturday Market is tomorrow. The BRHS Brawl was canceled till the end of the month. Go out ice fishing. I'm just thinking of happy fun things to do this weekend. Do something kind this weekend with your family and friends before Thanksgiving. Be grateful for another God-given day Help your elders and your friends and families do something with your child. I heard Natalie Hansen was the winner of international weightlifting. Congratulations to our local Natalie Hansen, winner of weightlifting internationally. Newt Dunn.
I need to have an anonymous call back because I think we might have lost her. But in the meantime, we're going to talk to Michael. Good morning.
Good.
Oh, we didn't hear you. What was that?
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning. I work for Rickstall, and I'm very proud to announce that the Rickstall is now open. Have a nice day.
Well, that's your prerogative there.
And we need to have Anonymous call back. We lost you, Anonymous. A lot of Anonymous callers today.
So I like what Dave said earlier. The Alaska Territorial Guard Memorial Park Board will be having a planning meeting tomorrow at VFW at 2 p.m. The community is encouraged to come and bring ideas to make our park better.
And he especially invited City Council and the administrator and the mayor and everybody else, I guess.
Yes, and says if you have more information, call Fritz at 543-5760. Our phone lines are open. Give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Mm-hmm. Call us. We're in a dark hole right now. Nobody's on the line. 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or email radio@kyk.org, and you can remain anonymous. You know, I'd rather be cooking.
Oh, I know. I can't believe it is November 17 already, and I think Jalista folks need to spend their money wisely. I know transfer checks are going in the bank on Monday. I know I'm going to spend my money on either Christmas presents or a meal for our holiday dinners.
You'll never guess what I'm spending mine on.
What are you spending it on?
Stuff to cook with. A turkey and all the trimming.
There you go.
I do have a ham out there in the freezer.
Oh, gosh, that sounds good.
Yeah, bone-in.
You have a favorite recipe for the upcoming holiday Thanksgiving, John?
Lemon meringue pie, my expert pie-making thing.
Oh.
Lemon meringue pie.
Gosh, that sounds so good. I was never making good in lemon meringue pie. Mine is blueberry dessert is what's on our menu.
That's cool. Anonymous callback, I think.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a local Bethel resident, and I see a lot of people that come and go in and out of town, and I voted for the alcohol to be here in Bethel, and
what happened to the line?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You said you voted for it?
Yeah, I did, and I've noticed a lot of people from the villages coming into town and causing trouble. I mean, trouble we've seen in Bethel for a long time, and it's just an increase. And maybe we should, you know, with the City of Bethel Council and with whoever they see, well, maybe they should be Canadian or whoever they want to be. I really believe that, you know, the sales should be strictly in Bethel, like the City of Bethel. Asked for this to be here, and
you got to turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, is that all you have?
No, I'm not done. The sales upon the people here in Bethel, we voted for it to be here in Bethel, so it should be here in Bethel. And so everybody who has an ID Bethel should be accounted for whatever they're doing here. That's what we voted for, right? That's what we're trying to evolve as a community. I really believe these sales should be just limited to people in the city of Bethel and just exclude all the villages. Just my point. Thank you.
I think with all the issues that we're having is we have so many inebriants here in town, and we shouldn't have to go to the store and see all these inebriants like I go there with my granddaughters to the store. It should be unacceptable. But I think, bringing up to the city council, perhaps having two laws, maybe for inebriants, give them a fine, and the other one would be, gosh, there was another one that I thought of a couple weeks ago, to help for our city laws. I know inebriants being one of them. Open container law. You know, we see a lot of that, of those two going on. So open container law should go into effect, and inebriants. We shouldn't have to deal with this these issues that are happening in this town. I think those two can be brought up to the city council as well. And fine them, I think.
Well, I got a bit of good news I want to pass along to the listeners. I got a bunch of students coming in from, I think there's 20 of them, coming to KYAKAT 1 this afternoon. And they're from Iapundlik-Nauvik, the Yupik Immersion students. They'll be here at 1. I'm going to be telling them about the history of Bethel, working here at KYAK, and talk to them about the Yupik word of the week, and talk to them Yuchtunshu in Yupik too. Jesse, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Jesse.
So it's such a blessing to have you two on the radio this morning, as usual.
Kuyana, most kind.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up this the road that in front of AC, since AC's been coming up this morning, you know, just the big bumps, and I wonder if they're going to do anything about that. So
I don't know. They tried to pave it once, and then it just wore out because there's so much automobile traffic there.
Well, it's like by the post office, too.
Yeah.
It's the worst. But you know what? I'll be thankful that they did fix our Eddie Hoffman Highway. I'm really grateful for that.
Right. Okay, that's all I had this morning. And you guys have a good day and have a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family from ours.
Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah. You know, they grade every day, every half, a few hours, the Ridgecrest Road from the pump house, I think, up to the their garage up there, the city's garage. They grade that every day, every couple hours, man, it seemed like it. That's the smoothest road in Bethel, and kudos to the city crews for doing that. But vehicles got to remember to slow down. Just because the road is smooth, don't be rushing around, right? There's a lot of kids up there. Howard. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Howard.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, what happened to the security in the stores, you know, where they kept people inebriated outside and or off the premises, you know? Are they still doing that, or are they just... You gave up on that or what?
AC doesn't, I know, because I asked about that. I said, where's your security around here? They said, they don't have one. And they asked me to be one. I said, heck no, I'd get beat up like the old man that was there before. I think he was security and maybe got beat up and he quit. But they got to have security everywhere, even down at Swanson's.
I brought that up to the AC manager last month when I went shopping with my granddaughter and daughter to see this man full of bloody face. It was really upsetting even to many folks that walked into AC. So I called up the manager right away, and he said that he has two folks that work at AC that stand guard. That's what he said.
Well, every time I went there, there was all those people walking around drinking and, you know, being nuisance, I guess, you know. But
well, I hope AC manager is listening.
I wish they would call in and say, hey, you know, we're sorry, we'll do something better, you know.
Well, maybe
we are paying their prices of on their food and whatever else they got, you know.
That's right.
So we should get something for what we're buying, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I just want to put my 2 cents about this. Okay, thank you.
Again, call AC manager and voice your opinions, because we shouldn't have to be dealing with inebriants as we're shopping. So we have Helen on the line. Good morning, Helen.
No, Helen. Helen, are you there? Helen?
Okay,
no, Helen.
Okay, let's see. Okay, here we go. I think we got her this time. We have Gabe on the switchboard learning, but he's doing a great job. Thanks, Gabe. Good morning, Helen.
I wanted to say thank you for taking my call. I got a cold because changing weather too much. I wanted to say that I met a 21-year-old from the village who moved here. She was very beautiful, and she died from overconsumption because her body wasn't used to. She was drinking with her friends, and next day she was gone.
Oh, how sad.
I think the problem is that it's so available here. Young kids are getting it from their parents when they pass out. And they're getting it from their friends and young kids. You and I grew up together, Caroline. You and I used to cheerlead against each other, you and your twin sister.
That was right back in the day.
And we were never brought up this way. And hey, what kind of society are we creating for kids that are young now, and what are we giving them? It's not saying it's okay to buy, you know, State of Alaska Pass, you can buy marijuana. And now we have liquor stores. It's sad. We didn't grow up to that, Carolyn.
I know we didn't, and thank you for bringing it up. I think back then we knew everybody. There was only population over 1,000.
We need to get it back to where we were before. We need to help our young people and quit ignoring them.
Yes.
You people out there who steal, shame on you. I feel sorry that you guys steal hair in Montreal. Go on, have a good day.
Thank you for bringing that up, Helen. I know we grew up, we were able to leave our doors open, and we knew everybody. We'd say hi to everybody we knew, and now we live in such a diverse community. I think Community Watch would be helpful. Because, you know, we have marijuana here, but that's not as, you know, people take marijuana. I'm not a marijuana user, but they do use it for medical purposes, but it's the heroin that is killing our people. I think Community Watch would be really helpful. Gosh, we need a bigger Bethel Police Department, that's for sure.
We got Anonymous on the line. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yeah, I was going to say something positive. There's a lot of lush right now, and there's another way you could catch lush. Set your blackfish trap, but put chop up whitefish and put it in a mess bag inside, like a lobster trap, you know, and throw it out and leave it, and you can get a lot of lush that way. Don't need no fence. The other way, you could use a trot line. You could put line of hooks in a with an anchor and pieces of bacon and bread, and you can get a lot of lush that way too. So that's one positive thing. But try that little blackfish trap that chopped up whitefish inside in the mesh bag, just like lobster trap. Last time guys caught about 17. I caught a bunch last year too. Another thing, this alcohol problem can be fixed. Robert was right. You guys got to sign a petition. Not only Bethel, but villages too sign petitions. Get it on the ballot. Close them down. It's hurting too many people. And then bootleggers, you know, crack down on them. You know, it's scary when our own representative passed laws and let criminals go, and then they bring Cooper that you're treating people like that, you know. We're supposed to trust them. They're supposed to protect us, you know. And it shouldn't be happening. Anyhow, one another warning on that Medicaid. Reason they want to take away our permanent funding taxes. They want to pay for Medicaid expansion like Obamacare. Last year they spent $700 million. The governor without even people voting on it, $100 million to the university healthcare system. And right now they're recruiting more and more people. But the president, they're fixing it. It's not affordable. It's bankrupt in any state. It tries it. But anyhow, try that. Last thing there, tastes really good. Then, let's put that little belly up with chocolate pudding and catch lots of. There's not only bad things, there's good things can happen. The people need to speak up and close them. Look at the stores down. They closed them before, you know. Okay, Corona.
Thank you for calling back, Herman. Lush soup sounds pretty good about now, huh, John? We better go manakin.
I just plain boil mine. I don't make soup out of it.
Yeah, no soup.
We have Anonymous on the line. Good morning.
Morning. I'm calling from Bethel.
Okay.
And like if lots of people recognize who I am. You know, AC got liquor store in city. City, let it pass. They should get together, get home for these homeless people, a shelter. See, there's lots of making lots of money from AC, Canadian liquor store. They should cafe and sleeping place. They can build a place. See, there's got lots of land all over in Bethel. You know, they need sheltering, place to sleep. Canadians got lots of money now to do that. Thank you. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling.
Well, talking about a shelter for the homeless or others that need homes, the Bethel Community Service Foundation has a fund listing, one of which is Bethel Winter House Shelter by the Lions Club, and is a positive impact on the community by providing a safe, warm shelter for those who are able to care for themselves and a trained staff who can facilitate access to emergency services or temporary rehabilitation services for those who are not. This is the Lions Club fifth year of operating the Bethel Winter House Shelter. Their request list is new warm socks, new regular or thermal underwear, clean winter gloves, clean winter hats, winter coats, snow pants, backpacks, non-perishable food donations, personal hygiene items. And you know, it's BCS's Bethel Gives program, and there's a whole listing of different operations that are happening in Bethel that they support. So you might want to call Bethel Community Services, and I have their number here.
And I know that that winter shelter, they could always use a lot of support throughout the winter. So there is a shelter out there for the homeless folks out there. So I think the winter shelter for taking care of our people out there.
Yeah, here's the number for BCSF. You can go to the website and click on donate on their website. BCSFoundation.org. They got a listing of all the different programs they are supporting. You can also contact BCS by phone at 907-543-1812 or mail PO Box 2189 here in Bethel, Alaska, 99559.
Okay, I think we'll take Yvonne will be our last caller. So thank you, folks, for calling in. Already 11:25.
Okay.
So good morning, Yvonne.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call again. Everybody's answer seems to be bootleggers. We could change that too and make it I don't know if it's a misdemeanor or a felon. They fall in the category of drug dealers. They don't care. But,
Yeah, I think we need to have stiffer laws here in Bethel. We need to have inebriants fined. We need to have an open container law and stiffer laws on bootleggers and drug dealers. There you go.
Yep, we could write to our senators and legislators.
And we do need
to make it
our
a felon to bootleg, too. I commend these want him for busting them cab drivers, too.
Yes.
But now all this negative talk.
Yes. Enough
with
that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Kuya Nakfa, and voice your opinions. They need to be heard. So happy Thanksgiving. So last of all, we'd like to remind everybody we do have a Saturday market tomorrow. Starts 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Cultural Center, and the Just Desserts will go live Saturday tomorrow at the Cultural Center. Doors will open at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. And I want to get back to my cooking. I'm glad we're done. And thank you for everyone who called in and emailed us today. And thank you for Caroline being here. Diane will be back with me next Friday. Yeah, next Friday. But no kitfakluku, on Thanksgiving Day, because that's a holiday. In fact, we'll be closed here. Okay.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful talk show. Everybody have a safe and wonderful weekend and do something kind to your loved ones. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.